Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The bride started off by telling us that if we got engaged or pregnant before her wedding, we were out. I would just jump ship right then. No, that's not a friend. You can't get engaged or pregnant when she's... And the wedding was more than 2 years away. So she expects in that 2 years for you to pause your own life, bow down to her, and do whatever she wants in those 2 years. No, I'm out. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Here Comes the Drama. I'm your host, Krista Innes, and I am so excited to dive into another episode with some crazy stories that were sent to me, stories from the vault, as we'll call them. And as always, if I have not said it on here in a while, if you want more stories from the vault, you can always join my email newsletter. And every single week, I send out emails on a Thursday. We share more stories that people send to me. I give you links of all the latest stories and skits that I've sent out, and then also our latest YouTube video, just to make sure it's all in one place and you never miss a crazy story, because we've got lots of them. I'm going to do things a little bit different today. I always like to mix it up so it seems a little unique and fun, although the stories are always unique and fun. So what more can you ask for? So today I'm going to do a little book two teaser or sneak peek. We're going to have a little this or that, a rapid fire. And then I've got not one, but two wild stories that someone has sent over to me. So we're going to react to those together. Starting off, I just want to read a review of the podcast. So this one says, Krista has always made her guests seem like friends of hers. It's nice to listen to such fun topics, even if sometimes crazy, most of the time crazy. I hope she'll have on Suzanne Lambert soon. I had Suzanne Lambert on and I adore her. I think she's fantastic. She was cracking me up before and after recording and of course during recording, but she was, I want to say episode 7. I don't even know. I'll find out and we'll link it in the show notes, but she was wonderful. Thank you for that kind review. Of course, as always, if you guys love the podcast, please leave me a review. It just helps more people find it. And I will, of course, share them as well. It just really helps, like I said, people really understand the podcast and be able to find it when they're looking for something fun to listen to. So that's always fun to read. Okay, like I said, we're going to jump into book two teaser. If this is your first time hearing that I'm going to work on, or I am working on book number two of the Here Comes the Drama series, well, surprise, I'm working on book number two. The title is TBD. I'm working on a few different options right now. And if you are on my email newsletter list, very soon you'll be able to vote on which one you like the best. So make sure you get on that so you can be in the insider scoop there and see what we're working with. But book two has been challenging, fun, but also exciting. I would like to say I'm getting a little more creative with character development and what can happen. I'm not sticking as closely to the storyline and the skits that you guys saw previously. Of course, it does loosely follow it, but there was a lot, like I was trying to explain this to someone. It's like, think of the skit as the rough draft, right? Like I put those together, but sometimes things just come out on a whim and later I'm like, oh, I wish it happened like this instead. So when I sit down to write, I'm able to actually like analyze like, oh, would this make sense? Or should I take this scene out? Should I add this scene in? So we're getting a little, I don't know if raunchy is the right word, but we're getting a little more in depth in some relationships. We're adding a little more detail and I'm changing the course of some things that happen. So it's been a lot of fun. I do want to say though, if you've not read the first book and you plan to, you might not want to listen to this. It's not going to reveal too much, but if you watch the skits, it might have some reveals in it. So I'm going to leave that up to you. It could spoil some small things, but nothing crazy. So here's a little teaser from the first part. Again, this is before anything's been edited, sent to my editor. This is super, super rough, but I wanted to share it with you guys as a little insider bonus. So here we go. Chapter 1. The late afternoon sun spills across the private deck, casting a golden haze over the edge of the infinity pool. Sloane leaps back in her lounge chair, her legs stretched out, sunglasses slipping slightly down her nose. Suddenly, Ferris emerges from the villa with sunglasses perched on his head, wearing black swim trunks and holding two glasses of champagne. "My beautiful wife, the champagne you ordered," Ferris says with a wink, leaning forward to hand one to Sloane. She laughs and sits up, reaching for the glass. "I could get used to this. The sun, the fresh air, no drama." She gestures up to the sky as if to thank the sun directly. Ferris gently settles into the lounge chair beside her and takes a deep breath, soaking it all in. She turns to face him and lifts her glass to clink his. "To married life, I'm so ready for this next chapter." She leans in to give him a quick peck on the cheek. "To married life," Ferris echoes, smirking at her before taking a long sip. He lets out an audible, satisfied "ah" before adding, "Tell you what, if I could just sit at a resort like this with you by my side and a drink in my hand for the rest of my life, I think I could die happy." Sloane, now reclining again, mumbles, "You sure we didn't actually die from the wedding stress and this is heaven?" She laughs. Ferris chuckles. "Come to think of it, the end was kind of a blur, an out-of-body experience." He thinks back to the moment he made a clear divide between his new wife and his mother, proud of the way he stood his ground, hoping Sloane never second-guesses where she stands again. He glances over at her, admiring how she glows so naturally in the sunlight. He can hardly keep his hands off of her. Setting down his champagne glass, he moves to sit on her chair, gently cups her face, and leans in for a soft kiss. She lifts her head to meet him, kissing him back, her hands exploring his warm body. He slides fully onto the lounge chair, silently praying it's strong enough to hold them both. His fingers trail from her collarbone down to the curves of her body. Then there's a knock at the door. They pause, looking at each other, then toward the villa. Without saying a word, they silently agree to ignore it and return to where they left off. Ferris reaches for the string on Sloane's swim top. Another knock, louder this time. He sits up, annoyed. "Next time I'm putting the do not disturb sign on her door." He walks to the door and peers through the peephole. A bellhop stands there, holding something. Ferris opens the door. The bellhop smiles, holding out a card. "For the newlyweds, a little spa treatment." Ferris hesitates before taking the card. "Oh, thank you. Who's it from?" "The caller was anonymous," the bellhop says, his smile a little too practiced. "They just wanted to send you a little treat before you head home." Ferris furrows his brows. "Thanks," he repeats, watching as the bellhop walks away. He stands there for a beat, peering around the front of the village. Nothing. Eventually, he shakes it off and heads back inside, shutting the door behind him. "Who is that?" Sloane asks when he returns to the deck. Ferris opens the envelope and scans the card. "Here's to making sure you relax on your honeymoon. Something tells me you're going to need it." His stomach tightens. The words could be innocent or something else entirely. He slides the card into his pocket and forces a smile. "Just a little spa surprise," he says. "Let's not waste it." She snatches the card from his hands, her fingers brushing his in a lingering touch. She opens it, reading the message quickly before setting it down on the table. Her gaze meets his, and something unspoken passes between them. Without a word, she wraps her arms around his waist, pulling him closer as she leans down to kiss her. The kiss deepens, slow and searching, and he lifts her effortlessly, feeling her legs wrap around him as she clings to him, guiding him towards the bedroom. Their bodies move together, the space between them vanishing as they cross into the next room, where the world outside seems miles and miles away. Chapter 2. I'm only going to do a few more paragraphs of this one, because I don't want to give too much. Okay. Back in Milwaukee, tensions are running high. After the humiliation of having wine spilled on her at the wedding, Kate had stormed out of the venue, hoping Ted, her husband, would follow her in support. But instead, he remained inside, happily celebrating the couple, mingling with his friends and family as if nothing had happened. She waited a whole hour, sitting alone in her car, before realizing that no one was coming after her this time. How could her family be so cruel, so unforgiving, after everything she had done for them? She couldn't believe that they were all inside the venue, dancing and enjoying themselves, while she sat outside, alone. Finally, she decided to go back inside. Maybe that way, someone would feel guilty and see how horribly her family had treated her. She slowly walked back into the venue, head slumped down, dragged her feet. She walked in, and it was like no one even noticed she was missing. She spotted Ferris and Sloane across the room, lost in the moment as they shared a slow dance. He dipped her gracefully, and the crowd formed a wide circle around them, offering silent cheers. As Sloan made her way up to Ferris, he grazed her jaw and leaned in for a kiss. Off to the side, Kate noticed Jenny standing proudly with her drink in her hand, but it was the sight of Cal, his arm draped more than friendly around her shoulder, that caught her off guard. Kate stood frozen, staring in disgust, uncertain of what to do next. She began to walk forward, her steps slow and deliberate. Just then, a tap on her shoulder. Kate quickly turned around to see the wedding planner, Yvette, and a man she didn't recognize dressed in a suit. "Kate, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to ask you to leave," Yvette politely said, trying not to cause a scene. Okay, I'm going to stop there because, as you guys can hear, I am not a trained speaker. I am not a voice actor. So many people still are like, "Oh, I wish you would read the next book. I like the audiobook, but I wish it was your voice," because they're just used to me in the skit. But that's just show you guys, it is so hard. I don't know if I just overthink, but it's hard to like enunciate things the right way or pronounce things the right way, especially when you're just reading it for someone knowing it's being recorded. So I know I messed up a little bit while reading that, but it was also good for me because, like I said, I'm a little behind on this one and I need to send it to an editor soon. I'm currently on chapter 36 or 7. This one's going to be a lot longer. There's a lot more detail, like I said. So I'm looking at maybe closer to a 300-page book. We'll see. I don't know how many chapters yet. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed that little sneak peek. I do tend to send little sneak peeks in the newsletter here and there, just of random paragraphs. Sometimes I'll post them on social media as well, but I'm just really excited to get it out to you guys. I know so many of you guys read through the first one so quickly, so hopefully I can get this out to you guys pretty soon. Okay, next up, we're going to do the This or That Pick a Side Wedding Drama Debates. As I read these off, I want you guys to also like say out loud what you would rather do. I think it's always interesting to hear differences of opinion. Okay, rapid fire. Your DJ cancels last minute or your photographer ghosts you the day of. Yeah, we're going to go with DJ canceling last minute. I know I've done similar ones before, so hopefully I'm not repeating them. Some of these, I know that one sounds kind of familiar. But you know what? I feel like with DJs, again, DJs are great, but we all have Spotify on our phone. Most of us do. So photographer, nothing can replace a professional photographer. iPhones are great. Photos are getting better on phones, but I would rather have someone be able to focus on taking photos and not think about it. Mother-in-law wears white or best man gives an inappropriate speech. At my own wedding, I would say, how inappropriate are we talking? I don't know. Like, I'd probably say mother-in-law wears white. I mean, for me, that doesn't really bother me. If I would look at some of these other stories and they already have some issues, then yeah, that's a problem. Venue runs out of food or open bar closes 2 hours early. If I have to pick, it's going to be open bar closes 2 hours early because you do not want the venue to run out of food. If you're not feeding all your guests, that is a problem. And I've heard horror stories of venues running out of food. I don't know how that happens. That's bad to leave a wedding hungry. Dealing with a crying baby during your vows or a drunk uncle during your first dance. I think a drunk uncle during your first dance. I think that's probably way more common. At that point, hopefully the music is loud enough and there's a big enough circle where you don't really notice it. Unless he's like so drunk, he's like walking onto the dance floor and like bothering you guys. But either way, I think the vows are definitely a more intimate moment where you probably don't want the distractions. Okay, a bridesmaid drops out the night before or a groomsman shows up late and tipsy. I'd say groomsman shows up late and tipsy. Bridesmaid dropping out the night before, unless there was like an emergency, that would be kind of crappy. That wouldn't feel too good. If a groomsman's a little tipsy when he shows up, whatever. I mean, we had some drunk groomsmen. They handled it fine. Okay, rain on your outdoor ceremony or blistering heat with no AC. Rain on your outdoor ceremony. I think it could actually be really pretty. There's something about when there's overcast. Like if we're talking a little rain, it's overcast. The photos actually look really pretty. And you've got your girls there. You've got maybe your hairstylist has already left, but if you've got your girls, just a little hairspray, whatever. I think it's fine. Okay. Discover a guest live streamed your ceremony without permission or see your wedding hashtag hijacked by strangers. I did not have a wedding hashtag. I don't even know if that's a thing anymore. I'm sorry if people are still doing that. They might be. I think that's one of those trends that are kind of dying out. So if someone wants to use it, that's fine. I remember when we first got engaged, I don't even know. I remember kind of thinking about hashtags because my last name is Innes, so I feel like you can do a lot with that. But then I was like, I don't know if people do this anymore. Caterer forgets the cake or florist delivers the wrong color scheme. I know I said rapid fire and I'm explaining all my answers. If there's no other dessert, you can't forget the cake. If there's no other dessert, florist delivers the wrong color scheme. I'm going to go with that. Because I mean, if they're still pretty, I'm not someone that is a big like flower person. I had fake flowers at my wedding. I was not about to spend $5,000 on flowers. That's just me. So yeah, if they came and they were like slightly the wrong color, I don't know. I don't think there's a color I would hate or anything. Seating chart disaster. Exes were seated together or your boss was seated at the kids' table. That's pretty funny. I would say exes seated together. In my writing era right now, and I'm like, oh, that sounds like a good story. Like, I'm like, ooh, two exes were seated at a table together, and then maybe they hit it off. Yeah, that's just where my mind's going. Boss at a kid's table is kind of just humorous for me, honestly. Okay, last one. Have to wear the world's itchiest wedding shoes or smile through an off-key karaoke performance dedicated to you. Oh, I don't want a dedicated karaoke performance. I just don't want that at all. But itchy wedding shoes. I don't think I've ever had itchy shoes. Those both sound really terrible. Okay, you guys need to tell me. What would you guys pick? I think I would go with, if we're talking like a 1 minute karaoke performance, let's just go with that. I'm not wearing itchy shoes. Hey, drama lovers, big news. My book, Here Comes the Drama, A Ferris and Sloan Story, is officially out now. If you've been following their wild wedding saga online, this is the full story, packed with messy twists, sharp banter, family chaos, and all the heart you've come to love. And judging by your messages and posts, you're loving it too. Huge thanks to everyone who's already grabbed a copy early and shared it on social media. Your support means everything. If you haven't read it yet, now is the time. Head to KristaEnnes.com/book or click the link in the show notes. It's available in both print and ebook. Grab your copy before the spoilers start showing up in the comment sections, because trust me, you'll want to experience every jaw-dropping moment for yourself. Okay, let's get to the moment you guys are all waiting for. Let's react to these crazy stories. Like I said, we've got two. So let's see what we got. This story actually went viral a few years ago on Reddit when another bridesmaid posted it on an Am I the thread. She told her side, which I'll share with her permission, but I never got to share mine. It's definitely a bride's little story. Okay, so when I first glanced at this, I thought she was saying this was a popular Reddit story, which it kind of is, but she was also a bridesmaid at this wedding. So she's kind of telling her own perspective of it, of a bridezilla story. Okay, this is wild. And I bet you guys are going to love this because we don't get a ton of bridezilla stories. Most of the stories that are sent to me are from brides themselves. So we get every other perspective. And people are all the time like, well, brides aren't perfect either. There's bridezillas. Yes, we all know there's tons of bridezillas. Hence why the name started, right? So I'm excited for this. I'm wearing my white today. Okay, here we go. The bride started off by telling us that if we got engaged or pregnant before her wedding, we were out. I would just jump ship right then. No, that's not a friend. You can't get engaged or pregnant when she's... And the wedding... Wait, the wedding was more than 2 years away. So she expects in that 2 years for you to pause your own life, bow down to her and do whatever she wants in those 2 years. No, I'm out. We're not even talking like a quick engagement. We're talking 2 years away. You can't get engaged and you can't get pregnant. No, I'm not pausing. I've always said this. I would not pause my own life or relationship for somebody else. I had a lot of friends that like when other friends were getting married and stuff, they're like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to wait to try to have kids till after because I don't want to be pregnant at their wedding. And for me, I was like, your timing is your timing. If you would rather like be able to party at a wedding, that's fine. But for me, I was like, I want to do it when I'm ready. And sure enough, like I was a pregnant maid of honor at one of my friend's weddings. And it was really fun. It was fine. Like my feet hurt a lot more. My body was a lot more sore by the end of the night, but I was not about to pause because another friend was getting married. Okay. She told us that we were expected to pay for everything except the wedding itself. I understand when someone doesn't have a lot of money, but I'm talking about her meals on the bachelorette trip. We also paid for the trip itself. All of her drinks were in clubs with entry fees she also expected us to cover, and even her Ubers. I get helping with the party, but every single meal, drink, and ride, she didn't even want to split it. She just didn't want to pay. Okay, so Here's the thing with bachelorette parties, and I think communication is really important. Most every bachelorette party I've been on, and I've been on a lot, I've never took the time to sit down and count them, but I would say I've been to at least 9 or 10. Yeah, because I've been to bachelorettes for every wedding I've been in, and then my own, and I'm sure I've been to some that I wasn't in. We've always just split the bride's cost amongst everybody. But that's always been kind of communicated. Like I said, with all our friend group, we kind of just know that's what is expected. But when you kind of come in with that entitled behavior, that's where there's a problem. Because many of the brides still would buy like rounds of drinks, or they would just like bring gift bags for everybody. You know, there's different ways of like giving back to your bridesmaids. This doesn't sit well with me because she's coming in very rude and entitled. This is does not sound like a wedding I would be a part of. Okay. She had a long list of rules for how we were supposed to look at both the bachelorette party and the wedding. For the wedding, she picked out our dresses, which were pricey, and we had to get her approval on our hair, nails, and shoes. Oh, wow. When the dresses came in more than a year in advance, why are we getting dresses a year in advance? Most people like get engaged a year before their wedding, right? You don't need your dress that much in advance. Plus, your body can change so much through different things, right? Unless this bride's like, you can't gain weight, you can't lose weight, you need to stay the way you are. This would not surprise me from this kind of bride. Some of mine didn't get theirs until like maybe 2 months before the wedding, because you have to think about it. Like, you get sized for it, you buy it, it gets to you, because we did all ours online. Then you have to get it like altered, right? So if you're shorting it, you need to fix it up anyway. And I mean, most of the weddings I was in, like, they were just, you want to get your hair done. I'm thinking, I've had some that were more specific, like they'd be like, oh, I want updos for everybody. I'm personally not a fan of an updo. Everyone's different. And then for nails, everyone was just like, do what you want with your nails. Some had like preferences for shoes. They'd be like, oh, we want gold shoes. We want just wear tan shoes, just wear black shoes. But I don't think I've had any that were like, you have to wear these shoes. One wedding I was in, one of the first weddings I was in, I think the problem is, I don't know if problem's the right word. We were just so young. So we all went to get bridesmaid dresses together, and we were literally just walking around the store and like, how, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And then we all picked the same like silver shoes, and they were the most painful shoes ever. So we all just matched. But I think that's kind of, we're kind of veering away from that look now. Okay. So when the dresses came in more than a year in advance, she demanded that we all do a mock try-on video on our own time and send it to her right away. This is when people are care more about the overall look and how everything's like perfect than the actual like marriage or wedding. At one point, I temporarily withdrew because she was too much. I wasn't the only one, but I was one of the few who ended up going back. Ooh, I wonder why. Within days of her engagement, she started creating group chats, multiple ones, some with just bridesmaids, some with bridesmaids and groomsmen, and on different platforms like Facebook and Snapchat. Yeah, I'm already overwhelmed. That's too much for me. She expected us to check them constantly. Okay, full disclosure, when I'm in a bridesmaid group chat, I silence it. You need boundaries. I love a group chat as much as the next person, and I will be in there when I can be. But if I'm in a group chat with, let's say, 10 other girls, you will never have time for anything else if all you're doing is reading this thing. I turn off alerts, and I check it when I can. And that's how it should be for everybody. Or if it's too much for you, just get out of it and find out the most important things. The wedding was years away. When she wasn't sending us long essays of rules, she was asking our opinions on wedding details, then getting mad when we didn't answer. Why are we in this wedding? Why are these people in this wedding? This girl sounds terrible to be around. It was like she expected us to plan it out for her. She was making demands daily. But while she worked from home, most of us didn't. I didn't have the time to constantly check chats for her new rules. She thrived on attention, so getting married was basically her dream come true. Though not for the usual reasons. I'm not surprised. Someone like this caring more about control and having all eyes on her is not going to be as excited about the marriage or what's coming next. They're more excited about the overall appeal, having a reason to post photos on social media, having people comment, oh, you look so beautiful. Oh, you're the most beautiful bride. They are not thinking about like, oh, I'm getting married. Oh, I'm signing a contract essentially to live and be married with this person. For my life, hopefully. This is wild. Okay. Eventually, she demanded that we all meet for a dress fitting. Fine. But the wedding was still over a year away. She told us we had to order the dresses by August 2020. even though the wedding wasn't until September 2022. What? What kind of dress are you ordering? Even custom made bride dresses? Why can I not think of the word? The bridal gown. I ordered mine 10 months before my wedding. It was not custom. It was not custom. We're talking like a $1,200 dress. Not custom, but I'm thinking like a year is probably fine for that kind of stuff. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this sounds wild to me. Like I said, bridesmaids, I think, ordered their dresses like 6 months before the wedding. If we did not order by then, or we couldn't attend the fitting, which she gave us a little notice for, we were out. I need to know how many other bridesmaids there were and who all dropped out. Because there's like at least 3 points already that I would have been out of this wedding. By this point, I had started ignoring the chats. I figured she'd text if it was important. She never did. She only used Snapchat. Who uses Snapchat? If you're only listening, I just made a face. I don't use Snapchat. And to me, the last time I used it was like college, maybe right post-college. To me, it was only for like instant things you want people to see, not like for a constant. Like things disappear, don't they? Oh gosh. She could see if we read the messages. If someone didn't reply, she would literally tag the person until they replied, almost as if to shame them. Oh my God, this is wild. Also, as someone like now, it's probably more since I've become a mom, but like I'll read text messages sometimes and I'm like, okay, I can't reply right now. I try to remember later. Half the time I remember later, half the time I'll remember like 3 days later. I'm like, oh crap, I need to reply to that person. But sometimes people just read it and they forget, or if they don't have anything to say, and that's okay. Our phones, like in social media and like the technology now, makes it feel like if someone texts us or calls us or emails us, we have to reply right away. And so we just always feel like, go, 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 go. I have to reply. And it's like, no, boundaries. Like people do not deserve access to us 24/7. We deserve to shut off from the world as much as we want to. That's just too much. I get it. It was her wedding and she was excited, but the demands were unreasonable. When I skipped the fitting, she shamed me in the group chat and got others to do the same. Got others to do the same. Who is shaming her then? What the heck? This is so weird. Who would stay friends with someone like this? That moment caused my many bridesmaids to drop out. She got replacements, but most of them eventually dropped out too. Replacements. Oh my gosh. The viral Reddit story came from another bridesmaid's perspective. In short, the bride who was a photographer made backhanded comments about her body after she had a baby, basically telling her to lose the weight. I knew it. I knew this kind of person would shame someone for a weight gain. Telling her to lose the weight for the wedding, which your body, anyone knows, anyone that's had a child or just as you get older, it's so much harder to lose weight. And it's not even that, it's your body just changes. Your body handles food, exercise, sitting down, just your body changes. So even if you don't gain weight, sometimes you go up in sizes or sometimes you gain weight and you go down. It's just everybody is different. How in the year of 2025 do we still have to explain that everybody's different? Metabolism is different. How we absorb food is different. I'm no health expert. I can just see like we need to accept people. That is wild. I would never make comments about a friend's weight and say you need to lose your baby weight. What the heck? This wasn't out of character. The bride often made comments like that and later tried to act innocent. She thrived on putting others down to make herself feel better. Even before the wedding, I had my own horror stories. She copied everything I did. At first, I thought it was cute, like a best friend thing. Until I realized it wasn't. I got a pet, then she got one, only to give it up later. She later copied my car, my purchases, my style, and even my hobbies. Worst of all, but when I became pregnant at 20, unexpectedly and in a difficult situation, she spent my entire pregnancy reminding me how glad she was that she wasn't pregnant. Why? Why are you still friends with this girl? She does not like you. She does not like anybody. She sounds like someone that's very unhappy, so she has to constantly put people down around her. And someone that's going to make fun of you or put you down when you're pregnant or your body changes or when you're going through a sad moment in your life, she's not going to be there for you. Oh my gosh, this is wild. Okay, so later after visiting me at 37 weeks, she suddenly started saying she wished she was pregnant too. And within a month, she was trying. Soon after, she ended up pregnant as well. So these girls are really young. Is this all before the wedding? I'm so confused. Okay, it says before the wedding, this all happened. So she was pregnant at 20 before the wedding. So I don't know how many years later this was it. And so the bride and herself have children. Okay, fast forward. She eventually apologized and I was back in the wedding. Things went smoothly, though she still micromanaged. For the bachelorette party, she wanted us to buy three new approved outfits for going out. No. Like I've talked about before, I've been to many bachelorette parties where there's like themes and I love it. I love a good theme. Sometimes they're hard to find, but we go to thrift stores sometimes. We buy stuff on Amazon, you know, whatever you can find. No one would be like, you have to buy a new outfit. Or we switch outfits. No one would be like, you have to go buy a new outfit. I need to approve it. No. And she kept reminding us to not look hotter than the bride. I work out regularly and was the slimmest in the group, so she often made outfit suggestions that she knew wouldn't flatter me. She wanted all the attention. During nights out, if men came up to talk to me or the other bridesmaids, she would immediately jump in, announce that she was the bride, and start bragging. Oh my gosh. The wedding itself, you know what the most shocking thing about all this is? Is that she still has bridesmaids and friends at the end of this. Because this is just so wild to me. I've never personally been in a situation like this where a bride was like terrible. So you would never know how you would truly, truly act unless you were in that position. But on the outside, there's like 8 different moments now where I'd be like, yeah, I'm gone. Yeah, I'm gone. Yeah, I'm not in this. Like, that is wild to me. That is the most shocking part of this whole thing, is that she still had friends stick by her side and stand up by her side during the ceremony. It says, afterwards, she was angry that we didn't talk to her enough or try harder to see her. Later, she announced another pregnancy, even though doctors had warned her she was high risk. Thankfully, she and the baby were fine, but the due date was the same as my birthday. She repeated the date to me without even realizing it. And when I said I was honored, she was triggered and actually arranged to be induced early. This girl will never be happy. Our friendship officially ended when she shamed us all for forgetting her wedding anniversary. Okay. You can know your friends' wedding anniversaries, but like as you get older, there's so many things to remember, right? It's like birthdays, anniversaries, kids' birthdays, your own personal life things, right? Your own family, husband's birthday, your own anniversary, your own kids, work stuff. I mean, there's so many things. I would never expect any of my friends to wish me a happy anniversary. I'm more shocked when people say happy anniversary. I'm like, oh, I guess it is my anniversary. What do you know? That is wild. She says, I know this is long and all over the place, but there's just so much to unpack. Girl, I feel for you. I hope this doesn't come off that I'm like shaming her for staying friends with her so long, because it's hard when you are really invested in a friendship or you've known someone a really long time and maybe she flipped. Or maybe you're just used to being that yes girl, that friend that's always there, right? I know I have before, where you're just like, yeah, I'm there for you. I got this for you. I got this. And then finally, years later, or as you get older, you can look in the mirror and be like, why did I do that? This girl never did anything for me, or all she did was talk bad about me. Why was I so willing to do all these things? So I'm just responding to this as who I am right now. But if this happened, you know, when they were in their early 20s, if this happened when I was in my early 20s, maybe some of the stuff I'd be like, okay, it's fine. She's my friend. It's okay. But this girl is a straight up bully. And I'm glad as the years went on, more and more bridesmaids in her wedding were like, okay, this is not normal behavior. I'm not going to be friends with this person. Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that. I think we need to find the actual like Reddit story now and read the other bridesmaids' perspective. And if there's more as you're unpacking this, feel free to send more. All right, guys, I got one more story. When I first started reading the beginning of story number one, I thought it was a Reddit story. So I was like, okay, well, we need to have a submission too. So we're going to have 2 submissions today. All right, here we go. We had a pretty dramatic situation at a family wedding that might make for an interesting story. My youngest brother is very narcissistic and controlling. He always thinks he's the center of attention. At every family gathering, he makes everyone miserable and demands that we constantly consider how things are impacting him. When my oldest niece got married, she did not include either my daughter or her other cousin, my brother's daughter, as attendants. Both girls were pretty disappointed. Later, when his youngest daughter was chosen as a flower girl, my brother and his wife insisted they couldn't possibly pay for a dress or anything related to it. My parents ended up footing the bill for her entire outfit. Okay, I'm trying to get like the family tree in my head. So her youngest brother's narcissistic. Her oldest niece got married, did not include her daughter or her brother's daughter. Then his youngest daughter was chosen as a flower girl. Got it. It's hard when just one kid is invited to a wedding. That's what's kind of weird. And it's hard for kids to understand, like, oh, we want you as a flower girl, so you're invited, but no one else is. It happens though, fortunately. Okay. Fast forward to my daughter's wedding 3 years later. She felt terrible for her cousin who had been left out before. So she made her one of the bridesmaids. Once again, my brother complained that he couldn't pay for anything. So my husband and I covered the cost of her bridesmaid dress, a tie for him, and outfits for both his wife and other daughter, since they were guest book attendants. Wow, you paid for the whole family to get dressed for your wedding. They took full advantage of the food, enjoyed the entertainment, but didn't lift a finger to help with setup or cleanup. Yeah. A couple of years later, his oldest daughter, the one who was a bridesmaid, was now getting married. There was a lot of talk about what kind of wedding they were planning. Keep in mind, this brother has never hosted us, never paid for a meal, and always brings the cheapest things possible to family gatherings. But now he was going to host a full buffet dinner and margarita bar for this wedding, and naturally, we were all excited. The invitations went out, and only my parents were invited. None of the other immediate family received an invitation, including my daughter, who had been a bridesmaid for her cousin. Wait, so that's weird. He didn't invite his own siblings to the wedding, and she didn't invite her cousins to the wedding. Okay. I asked when we could expect our invitations and was told we had to make selections because there were just too many friends we wanted to invite. There's not room for you guys at the church, so you're not a priority. I added that. This, of course, was after I had been invited repeatedly to multiple wedding showers. Multiple? How many wedding showers are there? Hosted by different family members and reminded about the importance of being generous with my gift giving. Okay, there's a lot to unpack there. First of all, if you're getting invited to a shower, you should also be getting an invite to the wedding. I personally think it's very rude to invite someone to the shower that you do not plan inviting to the wedding. A couple of exceptions would be if, let's say, it's a really, really small wedding, like destination, or you eloped, or a micro wedding. So pretty much no one's getting invited. Then you do like a work shower, like your work team throws a surprise. Then sure, that's fine. But other than that, for the most part, if you are having a shower, everyone should be invited. And if you're not inviting everybody, don't have a shower. That's simple. Second part of that is, who is this family member that's reminding you about the importance of generous gift giving? That is wild. That is wild. Needless to say, we were very hurt. The one time my brother was going to pay for dinner, we weren't even invited. But oh well, we decided to make other plans for that weekend. When the wedding weekend arrived, it became clear that most of her so-called work friends weren't even going to show up. On her side of the church, there were only about 6 family members in attendance. The night before the wedding, my brother called me demanding to know why I wasn't coming. What? As though he hadn't told me I wasn't invited. I calmly explained that we knew we weren't invited and had made other plans. He became irate, accusing me of being mean to his daughter, saying I didn't care that she wouldn't have enough people on her side, and insisting it would look bad that her own family wasn't there. So this is someone that wants you there when they need you, and when they don't want to even think of you or see you. And because he realized that friends weren't coming, friends that he thought he could count on weren't coming, they're like, oh, that's when we rely on family, our generous gift givers. Oh, that is wild. She says, we still didn't go. And sure enough, her side of the church was 2/3 empty. That's when people lean more into the looks of it all. Again, you know, they're like, oh, we have to say no to family because they have to forgive us, right? That's the thing you hear too, is like, blood is thicker than water, that all those phrases are like, oh, the family has to forgive us. So we're going to put them on the bottom of the totem pole. But it's very clear here that they probably should have just invited family. But that is wild. Family dynamics are crazy around these kind of events. So true colors came out. And now you know not to bend over backwards for someone like that or help out someone like that, because it sounds like he was just trying to use you. All right, guys. Well, that is all I have this week. That is a pretty wild couple of stories there. Hope you guys enjoyed the Bridezilla story. I know many of you guys have asked for one. As always, you can submit stories to me, big or small. I get full-on novels sent to me. I get tiny little stories about things that happen. And then people also send me questions about advice. So if you guys have any of those, you can DM me on social media. You can submit it at the link in the show notes as well. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining me. Don't forget that my brand new book, I don't know how long I can call it brand new for, but I'm excited. Here Comes the Drama, A Ferris and Sloan Story is out now. We also have the audiobook out now, which I'm so excited about. And no, I'm not the voice actor, but she is amazing. Her name is Shiloh James, and she just did such a great job. And don't forget to tag me on social media at Party Planning by Krista for a chance to be featured on my page. I love seeing your guys' DMs, reposts, and videos all about the book. It's been so much fun to read. And of course, leave a review. It just helps more people see it. And I love seeing them. All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out with me. And I will see you next time. Bye now. Thanks so much for tuning in to Here Comes the Drama. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to rate, review, and share it with a friend who loves a good story. And make sure you're following me on all socials at Party Planning by Krista for even more stories, skits, and a little extra drama. Until next time, protect your peace, and I'll see you soon. Bye now.